And the director of building operations is Chris Scioli. Chris, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. Good morning.
How does this heat affect what you're trying to get done here in a very, very short window? Everybody talks about, you know, hey, once school gets over, well, if you blink, you're going to, 4th of July is going to be gone, then boom, you guys are right back in business. So does the temperature affect what you're trying to get done here in your just your little 9-week window?
You know, there's some pros and cons to having the temp. I guess, you know, the positive is without the rain, we're able to get a lot of stuff done outside. We have 3 roofing projects going on, so there's definitely a plus to that. The negative is we're trying to save energy during the summer months. We shut our buildings down to our summer setbacks as a way to conserve, but we also try to keep them somewhat controlled to provide a decent climate for our employees and also to control any sort of humidity in our building. So as the temperatures climb and the humidity climbs, we have to work extra hard to make sure we're watching that and monitoring and controlling the best that we can.
And so, one of those buildings that are using the energy efficiency initiative is the administrative building. So if you have any business over there, please note these new hours that we told you about yesterday that started. Andrew Clampett, our buddy, sent us these. 6:30 to 4:30. That's 6:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Monday through Thursday, and they will be closed Friday. And that's one of the, again, one of the ways to save energy.
That's right.
Now, working on these roofs when it's 92 degrees, holy cow, you've got 3 of them to put on. First things first, we know Jackson Creek is one of them, as Dr. Dave Pillar sat in with us last Friday. Where are your other roofing projects going on this summer?
We are doing the second half of Grandview Elementary School, and then we are doing the entire roof at Templeton Elementary School.
So everybody's getting a little bit, getting a new one. Now, these aren't all 3 of the same kinds of roofs, are there? I know Jackson Creek's is a completely different animal.
That's correct. So Templeton and Grandview are very similar. They are the standard fully adhered EPDM roof, which is just the black rubber roofing system. But Jackson Creek, we decided to go away from shingles and go with a standing seam. The shingles on that building have really taken a beating over the past several years. And we decided to go with something that's a little bit more durable as a better investment for our facility.
And what was the determining factor? Did you see this roofing being used somewhere else? Was it a cost initiator? Was it the length of time or all of the above?
It's all of the above. We work with a roofing consultant, but, you know, Jackson Creek, like I said, the shingles, they've been exposed to high winds in that area. You know, every time we have a severe storm, we have to have a contractor come in to do repairs and replacement of shingles. So working with our consultant and design professionals, they recommended that we look at a more durable system. The standing seam doesn't have as many components, if you will.
Right.
You're not going to have shingles flying up in high winds. It comes with a much longer warranty. We get a 50-year warranty on the metal. That's going to, you know, that's a pretty good investment for the school corporation. You should see a return on your investment. We won't be pulling it off anytime soon, which is a really positive thing.
And the other obvious question then would be, why don't we put metal roofs on everything? That just comes down to a financial issue, correct?
Exactly. Yeah, we have to look at where does it make the most sense and make sure that we're being good stewards of the taxpayer dollar. If a shingle roof will work in a scenario like Grandview, then that's perfectly logical. But if it doesn't work and you're continually replacing items, you need to look at a better system or a system that's more suitable for the situation.
Chris Scioli is our guest this morning. He's the director of building operations for the MCCSE. And when people hear about, oh, this is a $2 million roof and we got this project and that project there, tell our listeners where your money comes from and who you have to go to and through to get these checks written.
Absolutely. So, you know, several of the projects are just, they've been budgeted. They're in the capital projects plan. We work on a 3-year look-ahead schedule, so we try to allocate money well in advance, knowing that they're coming, that they're going to be needed. We had a strategic plan, a facilities assessment put together. We worked about 3 years on compiling that assessment. We worked with some professional architects and engineers. They reviewed every single facility in the MCCSC they made recommendations to us as far as where the needs were. They prioritized them. They said, this is where your investments need to be in order to maintain your facilities and to continue at a level of quality at which you are. So we based our planning off of their recommendations. And then also the MCCSC has some funding, bonding that's available that we've been able to utilize to cover some of these projects as a way to maintain our facilities as well.
And with these facility upgrades moving forward, some of these are required by law. Some of these obviously are common sense. And how do you get to prioritizing? How do you prioritize what you're going to fix first? I know your consultants come out and help you. And do you have leaders from each school say, hey, we've got an issue here, we've got an issue there? Or do you have your notebook keeping track of all this?
We are in the facilities, you know, on a regular basis, analyzing, looking at, you know, the needs. But we also, we do talk to the facility administrators. We also talk to community members. We look at how old the facility is. I use Lakeview and Benford as examples. They're some of our older facilities that may not be up to date or were not up to date with the Americans with Disabilities Act, and the bathrooms weren't as accommodating as they should be. At Lakeview, we didn't have the proper egress and ingress for people. At Benford, we didn't have an elevator for students to go downstairs to the lower-level classrooms. So to the corporation, those were high priorities, areas we need to focus on to make sure that we're providing access to all students and that we can accommodate them and that they feel welcome and that they're able to go wherever they need to. So that was a high priority to us. But the priorities and goals of the corporation were established a few years ago by our strategic planning group, and they worked for a year on developing the goals of the corporation. What direction do we want to move in? And this group consisted of community members, administrators, teachers, support staff. It was a very complex and diverse group of people that said, these are the items that are important to us. And we took those goals and gave them to our professionals and said, okay, here are the goals of the community. Now we'd like to prioritize based around this.
Smart way to do it. Obviously, the people in those buildings know what they have to deal with on a daily basis, and they'll get the boots on the ground. Folks are right there knowing it. But the one question, Chris, that everybody wants to know is, how the heck do you put in an elevator in a building that's already there?
It's not easy.
No, I wouldn't think you just can't drop one in through the ceiling, can you?
No, we've had to put a lot of work into it, and you know, there's some classrooms that are being rearranged, a lot of concrete slabs that are being cut. We're going through a lot of tight spaces. They're building the elevator in place. It's a very time-consuming project, but it will be done, and it should be a really good asset to that facility when it's complete.
And you have that, obviously, all these things. You're trying to get all these projects done by the beginning of the school year. Is that correct?
For the most part, you know, the Jackson Creek roof will not be done by the start of school. We know that it's a very large project, but we've had several meetings and coordination efforts to figure out staging. We know that we have to avoid areas where people will be entering and exiting the building. A lot of planning will go into place to make sure that we're providing this, you know, safety to everybody around. Also at Benford, we know that elevator project is going to take about a month longer than we have in the summer. So we're going to carry over just a little bit into the school year. But for the most part, everything else is scheduled to be complete when the students return. Anything that carries over into the school year, we will set up barriers. We'll be very unintrusive. The contractors have been great. They know what's coming, so I'm optimistic that it's going to be a success.
Absolutely, and then we'll cross our fingers that the weather helps you out, because if we get into one of these monsoon seasons where we have rain, that's never any fun. But the way June has started, where we've barely had any, hopefully that's gotten you off to a good start. Chris Cioli is our guest this morning. He's the Director of Building Operations for the MCCSC. And with your study here over the last couple of years and getting the priorities straight and figured out, looming on the horizon, do you see other great investments like a Jackson Creek style roof, or have you seen mainly just day-to-day maintenance stuff, which has stuck out a little bit more? Do you have any other greater projects down the road?
Of course, the corporation has lots of needs, and we have a lot of old buildings. We've done our best to put Band-Aids on them and maintain them. With our limited capital projects money that we have every year, our budgets don't really increase. So there are needs to do major infrastructure upgrades with chillers and boilers, HVAC equipment. Also, South High School is in line for a new roof. That's a very large school. That's going to be probably a multi-year project to get that done. We have tons of parking lots that are in need of milling and replacement, building additions, classrooms that are seeing years of wear, carpet, paint, wallpaper.
You never can get caught up, can you?
No, you really can't. And we have lots of facilities and lots of needs. So we do everything we can to just continue and address those items as they come up and make sure everybody's getting an equal amount.
Now, when we talk about referendum and things like that, that doesn't affect your budget, does it?
No, the referendum does not. It doesn't have a direct impact on capital projects. It's an entirely different fund. So our funding comes out of the capital projects fund, and the referendum is used for educational purposes, teaching staff and whatnot.
Right, and I just wanted to clear that up because I don't want some people to get the wrong impression that that you could just move money wherever you want. And anybody knows dealing with school finance, that's not the case. Everybody has a very specific bin they can take from, and you can't shuffle that money around, can you?
That's correct. You know, Tim Thrasher for years has referred to those as silos.
Yes,
and I have
absolutely.
My silo that I have to go to, and it's very, it's limited and called out. Like I said, we work on a 3-year plan, so everything's put out there. We know what we're going to have for the next 3 years, essentially, and that's what we base our planning off of.
And exactly, and you know that the state hasn't bent over backwards to start giving you extra money for any of that. So how do you dream? What do you dream with? What do you dream about? Where are you going to get that extra money from?
Well, our biggest thing is that we want to make sure that we keep the tax rate level. We don't ever want to see an increase in the tax rate. So as we look at that and we realize that we are in a position where we may have some debt falling off, and we need to maintain that tax rate, that opens opportunity to do some work with funding that will be available. But for the most part, it's a lot of dreaming. We work with some financial advisors in our business office. They provide a lot of good advice on how to plan and how to allocate our money and budget.
I got to get creative, huh?
That's right, yeah. We really lean on our financial experts to guide us through the process.
Well, and we know, as you've just told us, there's plenty more to come with it. So obviously be patient. The folks are trying to get the things done as fast as they want. They're not going to interrupt classes once they get started. And how many buildings do you have total that you're looking over, 20-something?
We have, over 20 buildings, that we take care of. Most of those are schools, but we do have some non-academic buildings, the transportation facility and administration. So, yes, we have several buildings. They all need
something. So don't forget about those either, right?
That's right.
Well, Chris, we know you're very busy. We appreciate the insight. And, again, gives people an idea of what happens. Summertime, sure, maybe for the kids, but the rest of you guys keep on trucking along. And we thank you for your time this morning.
All right. Thank you very much.